In this episode, the Cubs welcome Dave to the show to sit in for Damon. They discuss manscaping, porn bush, how best to enjoy your premium malt beverage responsibly, and we kill Carly Rae Jepsen. All this in Love on Craigslist. COL 173, Manscaping Ahoy, starts now.
Sunday, August 19th, 2012. I'm Jeff.
Me, not that kind of orc.
I'm Robert.
Thanks for noticing me.
I'm Damon.
I'm Ben.
That boy ain't right.
And our special guest host.
I'm Dave.
Welcome to Cubs Out Loud, the Bear Podcast. We've been determined like episode number 173 in 10 days. What? That's all I got to say.
Okay.
10 days.
I've got some bad ideas already.
I'm just he has a birthday in 10 days.
Yes.
See? So at least somebody can figure it out.
The thing is, though, my birthday's coming up in 8 days. So.
Last Wednesday, it was great because last Wednesday we did it. Well, last Thursday, we were talking about, 2 weeks ago. But on Wednesday, I was like, two weeks! And just the previous week before, we had watched Total Recall. I thought it was funny. Anyways, well, I'm going to go over here and wait for my pizza to get done. So what the F did you guys do this week?
Well, I was practicing with the Cincinnati Mint Court this week.
Oh, bitch! No,
I'm kidding. Damon is not with us this week. But we still love you, Damon.
You know, if he comes to Lubbock and shoots your ass, I wouldn't believe that.
Please. He'll find him some Mexican man at the border, and that'll be the end of that.
Oh, God.
Everybody will be dancing.
So, Ben, what did you do this week besides be a bitch?
Yeah, well, you know me.
Isn't it?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Let's see. This week, I've actually worked a little bit this week, doing some contract stuff. Nothing spectacular or anything. Really just doing stuff for everybody else and trying to get stuff around my own home done. And I'm just, like right now, we were talking before the show. I'm laying in bed. I am just mentally just exhausted right now. And the mental exhaustion is now taking a toll on my body. So it's just like, you know what? I'm laying in bed praying that we're fixing to hear the closing credits in like the next 30 seconds. And that's been this week's episode of Cubs Out Loud. You can get us hold of us at 361 school. Oh, yeah. But I'm just trying to play, you know, catch up. You know, I've got to work. I've got to do my contract thing one more day tomorrow. And then, honestly, I'm probably going to take two or three solid days. And I know this. It sounds bad because I know I've got stuff I've got to do, not just for myself, but others. But I think I'm just going to take 2 or 3 days off and say, fuck everyone, fuck everything. Turn off the phone, lock the door, leave me the F alone.
Well, but the thing is that you've been basically burning the candle at both ends for like the last year.
Hell, the last two.
Yeah. So, you know, hun, when was the last time you actually did that?
When I was in college the first time. Back in the mid-90s.
And you're not the same age you were then.
No, I'm definitely not a kid anymore, so it's very painful to.
Yeah.
I'll put it this way. The last time I worked this hard, I was half the age I will be in 8 days.
So, you know, it's not out of the question to kind of take a couple of days for yourself and just say, you know what? The world can fucking burn down. I don't care.
Yeah, I think when you really get to that point where everything, no matter what it is, pisses you off, that's a good time to take a break.
Well, you know, and it's not even, I think that it just pisses me off. It's just, I think that everybody needs that little bit of time for themselves.
Oh, yeah.
And I really haven't had it.
No.
In quite some time. And it's just, I'm still waiting for Ed McMahon to, like, be dug up from beyond the grave and have his old moldy corpse up at my door with a check from Publishers Clearinghouse so I can...
You know, I would sign that check.
Yeah, I'm sure I would. Hey, if Ed McMahon comes to my door in zombie form and hands me a check, I'm taking that motherfucker and I'm cashing it.
Well, but the thing is that's generally why I take my vacation in October, because generally by October, because it's not only my birthday, but it's also generally by October, I am such a rude, nasty bitch.
It gets them ready for the holiday season. Yeah.
So, I take, I don't know if I'm going to be able to take that much time off this year, but the last couple of years I've taken a couple of weeks, just rejuvenated myself, revitalized my batteries and, been able get into the holidays without killing people.
And see, that's kind of what sucked with my situation, because I've been at our last day of class for summer session was the 5th of August. We start back on the 27th. So basically I got 3 weeks. Well, yeah. Next week's it. And in those 3 weeks, I've been working my ass off trying to get all this stuff that I'm in. Part of it, is my own fault. I've just gotten behind on stuff.
Yeah. But that happens when you're in school.
Well, and it does. And the thing is, I'm only taking, I point out to people, I'm full time, but I'm not full time. I'm taking 12 hours a semester, and it just it kills me.
Well, that's because you've got other things you need to worry about, too. You've been trying to find a job and everything else.
Yeah, well, no, I'm not even trying anymore. I gave up. Until I'm done with school, fuck it. It's no longer worth the headache of trying to find a job.
Yeah.
I'm one of those people that you hear about on the news that have just completely given up.
Yeah.
But anyways, other than that, Robert, and I already kind of know the answer to this one. The fuck did you do this week?
Yeah, worked. Occasionally.
Occasionally.
Well,
kind of when you felt like it. Or yeah,
that's just the joy. That's just the joys of, working retail. You work occasionally. Outside of that, nothing. Week was kind of boring. No great mistakes were made. So,
oh, by the way, hold on real quick. I have to make a real quick special announcement that I did find a picture this week that I will next week. COL, we will post it in the notes, because I've got to make sure that I can actually post it, because I found out that this may have been a picture that could get a lot of people in trouble. Found a picture of Jonah Hill and nothing but a pair of tighty whities that apparently somebody had recently. I was reading on one of the I think it was Fox News, that his cell phone had been stolen.
Wow.
And that was one of the pictures that's now floating around out there. Somebody took a picture of him and some tiny whitey, so.
Oh, God.
Let's just put it this way. God, I would let him do whatever he wanted.
But that's going to be a popular picture.
Well, and that's why. But the thing is, I'm very, very weird about posting pictures, especially if I know that the possibility of the source of the photo is not necessarily legal. Yeah. I'm not posting it publicly, because I'm not getting my ass into trouble. So other than that, I'll have to send that to y'all later, because I know Jeff will probably just start drooling.
We'll see.
Yeah, I see. So, Dave.
Yes.
What the fuck did you do this week?
I had a very nerdy week. I ran my Pathfinder game on Saturday. That was good. Ooh. They're investigating a haunted prison. They ignored pretty much all of my indirect warnings, and all of them almost died.
Hey, Jimmy Cage.
Right? I mean, even to the point of, you sense that this portion of the prison is perhaps the most horrifically haunted of everything you've encountered before. And they were like, great, let's go fight some stuff.
Oh, God. Sounds like my old gaming group.
Yeah.
We were terrifically dense.
Well, it's funny, because you don't want to be like, don't go there because you'll die, right?
Oh, what the hell?
But at the same time, you want to let them know they're in for something, give them some clues to go on. Unfortunately, a lot of times they don't go on the clues that you give them. So there you have it.
What? You mean there are spikes at the bottom of this pit? Let's go over
ghosts. How could they possibly kill us? And watched a bunch of Lost. I'm going through watching Lost. I'm on season 5 right now. It's actually really good to rewatch it, knowing what the whole deal is, but I just know I'm going to not like season 6. So it's going to be a little bittersweet, I think.
Oh, by the way, if we haven't learned anything from any form of gaming, whether it's in the form of D20, whether it's in the form of video or just whatever, I think the most important lesson we've learned is mushrooms are okay for you. Go ahead, kids. Eat up.
Oh, God.
Thank you, Mario.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you, Mario, for poisoning children everywhere.
Hey, nothing wrong with that. Mushrooms make you big.
There actually isn't there. I think there is an actual mushroom out there that one of the side effects of you eating it before it kills you is it gives you raging boner.
Nice. Nothing like a nice little pariah prism.
I think it's a
die.
Death. I think it's a death cap.
You know, you die happy. I think that's good.
Hey, if I'm gonna die, I want to die with a big boner and a smile on my face. So
wait a minute. Just because you have a big ways to go. Boner. But just because you have a big boner doesn't mean you die happy, because you probably you get the boner but nothing happens.
Well, I mean, if you die before you have a chance to do anything with it, then yeah.
And it's like, God damn it, I died with a raging boner.
There should be like a timer or a ringtone or something to let you know how much time you've got.
God. And there goes one of Lubbock's finest down my street.
No, but that reminds me of like the warning signs for like, what was it? Like Cialis and
No. And I point out the whole, if you have a boner lasting more than 4 hours, go to an ER quick. But think about every medication. Side effects include heartburn, indigestion, nausea, diarrhea, and death.
But they have
I wasn't aware death was a side effect.
It can be.
I thought death was a main cause.
Well, if it's something that kills, death is the end effect of, you know, the drug having the side effect and the fact that it kills you.
Yeah, but I like how they always put it. Side effects may include heartburn, nausea, upset stomach.
Oh God, there was a Mad TV skit years ago where they did one of those things where the side effects, and this skit went on for 2 minutes, and they were like, you know, may cause your peanut butter and jelly sandwiches to spontaneously explode. All these things. I'm like, God, that's it. And then years later, you have one of these commercials for rheumatoid arthritis drugs, and you're listening to the side effects in it go, and you're going, how it may cause your hair to hurt. What?
I've got a headache.
Hey, it may cause you to talk like Wilford Brimley. I've got diabetes.
God.
And I like
oatmeal. Well, I'll tell you. I've got diabetes.
So, Jeff, what's coming up this week on COL Movies?
Would you like to know how my week went?
Not really.
Maybe.
Go ahead. You taped COL without COL Movies without Steven.
That's beside the point.
Okay, there you go. There's Jeff's week. Oh, and he had wrist bracelets on. Sorry.
No.
Yes, sigh.
No naked movie night this week, unfortunately.
You didn't call Dan Sabroso. Dan, get a hold of Jeff, please.
Nah. But I watched Serenity to see the Bourne Legacy. Watched a little bit of Bourne Supremacy because I hadn't seen that in a while. But then I had to record the show. Killed 6 bosses in Dragon Soul.
So there you go. There's Jeff's week.
Took a look at Spine of Deathwing. And it was amazing how quickly we did Warmaster Blackhorn, because that was like, I think we only tried twice, and we really kind of didn't really have that much of an idea of what we were doing.
I kind of feel that side effect of death coming on.
Anyways, so. That was my week.
So, in other words, ladies and gentlemen, and our listening, I'm actually allowed to say gentlemen and Miss Tammy. we might as well just face facts. The four of us are some of the most boring people you will ever know.
True. Without David here, Mr. Social Whore, it can kind of
stop it. I'm trying to enjoy myself in Lexington, Kentucky, or wherever the fuck I am. Stop it.
Anyways, just
randomly channel Damon throughout the podcast.
I can already hear what he's going to say next week.
Hands off the Ouija board.
Shut up. You know what he's going to say next week? Shut up, Ben.
Shut up, Ben.
That boy ain't right.
So, Jeff, what's coming up on this week's COL Movies?
This week's COL Movies and this reel of COL Movies, Ray and Jeff lament again about the missing Steven. When will he come back? In the meantime, they discuss the ever-shiny Firefly movie, Serenity. After a bit of reminiscing on the show that should have never ended, they bring themselves to the present for the Bourne legacy. In the future, they take a peek at Quentin Tarantino's Django Unchained. This and well, nothing else.
Yay.
It's the 118th reel of COL movies. I aim to misbehave.
Hey.
This week, we'll be taking a look at Fargo, Paranorman, and the trailer for The Man with the Iron Fist.
I think Alan knows him.
Oh, God.
No, wrong type of Iron Fist. But yeah.
God.
Alan, would you like to chime in? Give us a call. Let us know. I'm sorry, but, you know, it sounds like something Alan might be into. Alan, any comments? You know how to tell us.
So what about you, Ben? What's on the best week, of?
We are still on the best of Heat Sinks because I'm taking a break. We're going to go back actually to a more recent episode, Heat Sinks 302. What the hell is this? I discuss NoHo, Nescafe, and Nouveau brand condoms. And all I got to say is get it on. All on Heat Sinks. What the hell is this? The show where I, Ben Knowles, even though that's not really my last name, show you what I got for samples. Yay. And we, did we have any feedback this week, or is this like a no feedback week? It looks like it was a no feedback week.
Another no feedback week.
We had anonymous feedback, but it was like anonymous, not for public disclosure feedback. So, but see, y'all had Facebook likes this week. I had no Tumblr follows this week. I was so sad.
Paul Salts. David Babineau and John Tucker.
Yay.
And John, I'm sorry. Every time I see his name, I think of the movie.
What movie? Just,
John Tucker Must Die.
Oh.
Yeah. Weird pop connections inside my head.
Yeah. What's that like?
Yeah, it sucks. It really sucks. Okay. So, Ben, this is your baby.
This is actually not just my topic. This was me and Robert getting bored and talking about this because we couldn't come up with a topic. Because we've made some changes. We've done some tweaking to the show because we're not going to do these multiple topic shows anymore unless we're just, like, really bored and there's, like, a lot of time left. But this week, we're going to discuss manscaping.
Which we've kind of already discussed, but that was more in the context of hair.
Yeah, this is just overall because, let's face facts, there are guys that look really hot with the 80s porn bush. And then there's guys that, oh, my God, please go get the weed eater as fast as you can.
Like you got to mount an archaeological dig.
Oh, exactly. Hey, is that Jimmy Hoffa in there?
Oh, God. Okay, personally, I rock it natural because of the simple fact that I'm just too fucking lazy to clip anything. But I'm also blonde and partial Native American. So there's
a combo.
It's there. It's just not a lot of it. So yeah.
See, it's like for me, one of the things like me, I try to keep my shit at least remotely trimmed because there's nothing to me. You know what? If a guy just got done working out at the gym, I don't mind going downtown and he's got the porn bush going on. But it's like if you've been working all day and you're just nasty and you ain't taking a shower, I don't want to sniff all that. It's like one of my biggest fantasies came true like about a year and a half ago. I finally got to sleep with this fucking sweet ass muscle boy Ginger who had the 80s porn bush going on. And I'll tell you what, nothing sets me off more than a ginger with a big old fucking bush down below. Yeah, I should have made him go in the shower first.
Oh.
That was the most, and on top of that, he was uncircumcised. So it's like, not only did I have the aroma of the bush that was
head
not,
cheese.
He had the, all I needed was a couple pieces of bread.
Oh,
and,
here.
You know, I could have made a sandwich
or fondue.
Oh, okay.
And that's this week's Cubs Out Loud. Thanks for joining us.
Growing up.
But you know, the thing is though, I think that. If you take care of yourself, and see, that's one thing me and Robert talked about. Like, there's this guy that gets on Craigslist out here all the time, and he's a big boy, but he always emphasizes, I'm clean and odor free.
It's a shame he has to, but yeah.
He emphasizes this. To me, first off, you have to emphasize that. There's there's a problem in and of itself. But, you know, the thing is, if you keep yourself fairly clean, you know, especially if you're going to go fuck around a lot, it's like, goddamn, guys, take 5 minutes and jump in the fucking shower.
Oh, God.
It's like, I've got this one kid that I play with, and he is a kid. He's 20. He comes over, and what's the first thing me and him do together every time he comes over? We both hit the shower every time, because he's got the 80s porn bush, and it – I mean, if he came over here and we just got straight into bed and had sex, I'm not sure I could ever do it again with him.
Oh, God.
Because, I mean, he's got that much hair down below. And, I mean, like I said, if you keep it clean, I'm all in favor. But would the panel agree that there are those guys that the bush just ain't working?
Oh, yeah.
Well, definitely. I mean, it's just like anything. You know, some guys look great bald. Some guys don't. Some guys look good without a beard. Some guys don't. Same kind of thing.
Well, I mean, it's kind of like I look at, you know, and they call it the 80s porn bush for a reason, because if any of y'all ever seen any of those early 80s, my personal favorite, the old early 80s pre-condom porn.
The other side of Aspen.
Yeah, I've got a deck of Naked Man playing cards from that era, and the 80s porn bush is on full display.
Because, I mean, think about the two big things that you saw in guys back in the late 70s, early 80s. The big old porn bush and the mustache.
They're called clones for a reason.
They're called what for a reason?
Clones.
Yeah, no shit.
That's an old term.
Yeah, I hadn't heard that in ages. But, you know, the thing is, though, I think, you know, and also with the times, because I have no problem saying that I've been with guys that I'm sorry, you know, especially if you are bordering on the chub category, you should just go by the Nair for men and keep your shit off. Because there's nothing to me. I think it's almost, and you know, I guess it just depends. I actually got with a guy years and years ago who was a borderline super chub. I don't know why. I think I didn't care. I just wanted to have sex. And he had the full on porn bush, but he had so much hair and such a little dick, you thought he might have actually had a puss up in there somewhere.
Oh my God.
Wow. Definitely don't want to see that.
No.
I mean, you know, not against it, right? Not my thing.
Yeah. I mean, it's like I was telling Robert earlier in the week, one of the first guys I slept with once I actually turned 18, moved out on my own, did my own thing, he was 19. And when I say this guy was a Sasquatch at 19, he was a football player at the old – well, it's now West Texas A&M. It used to be West Texas State. He was playing football up there and, you know – when I say as soon as he took off his shirt, I mean, from the neckline down.
Nice.
I mean, it was almost like, and hell, he was a white boy, but it was like a fucking gorilla.
I've seen. But you know what, though?
That didn't bother me because he kept, you know, he was like one of these people. He would take 3, 4, 5, 6 showers a day.
Wow.
He would come over from football practice, and that's usually when I like to jump on top of him. And he wouldn't let me have sex with him like that. He said, no, I have to take a shower. He became almost obsessive. You know,
well,
I mean,
he
would get out of the shower, we'd have sex, and half hour later again, we're ready to go again. But no, I've got to take a shower again. It's like, for him, though, it was almost OCD.
Well, yeah. And I kind of have had that problem when I was a teenager because I had a very strong – it's like I went, you know, 10, 11, 12, typical preteen. By the time I hit 14, I could clear a room. And I could get out of the shower, and 10 minutes later – I'd smell exactly like I had been working out for 5 days in a row and not showered in between. So I can understand that because I had the same problem, but that was just my body.
He didn't have that problem, though, because he could get out of the shower. We could have sex, go have dinner, whatever, come back. And, I mean, he didn't smell. He didn't look bad. You know, I mean, but I think with him, it was just a totally OCD thing because he had told me he had been that hairy since he was like 13 or 14.
Well, yeah. And he probably got told when he was a young man that he needed to keep himself clean. And the only
constantly. Yeah.
So yeah, it was probably just one of those things that he had to constantly be aware of.
And by the way, Michael Scott Justice, if you're out there, you need to find us at 361 so we'll talk, please. Because I'm serious, this boy was beautiful. And you know what, though? Just didn't work. But anyways.
Yeah, I have to say I do like him kind of hairy.
You know, I do too. But like I said, to me, there's a difference between Harry and what I mean, the same thing goes even like with the Chubbs, because me and Robert talked about this. I mean, I go for some Chubbs every now and then. Yeah. It's the difference between being a clean Chubb and a sloppy Chubb.
Yeah.
And sometimes you can't help it. Sometimes it's just your body.
Yeah, that's true. And I don't really like go for necessarily a type first. I go for people, right? And so whatever type they are, if I like the person, then that's just, you know, I'm into that.
Yeah.
But just for like looking, yeah, I kind of like Harry.
Mm-hmm. See, and for me, like Ben said, you know, some guys can rock the ape look, and some guys, they look a lot better with just, you know, having it all trimmed down. I honestly don't like men without body hair.
Well, and it's see, just, the thing is, I've slept with all kinds of guys. I've slept with everything from super twinks to super chubs.
Yeah.
And literally everything in between. So, you know, I've been with the guys that you know, shave themselves off to oblivion. And actually, I was with a guy in high school that had no hair, who even at 16 had never grown a spot of pubic hair.
Ooh.
Wow.
That's just, hey, that's how his body is. And then I look at the guy that I was screwing around in college, you know, hell, 19 years old, and he'd been a Sasquatch since he was 13 or 14. You know, it just really depends. But then again, I've been with guys who, you know, looked really good when they had clothes on. As soon as they take their clothes off and you see that they're a little, I guess, sloppier, for the lack of a better way to put it, it turns you off.
Yeah. No, I understand that. But my personal preference is I want a guy who's got hair. If he clips it, that's okay, so long as it's not shaved down to stubble. But,
and also, this is my quick public service announcement, and this one goes directly to the bear community. Just because a guy is not covered does not mean he's not part of the community, that he's not a bear, that he's not a cub, otter, admirer, whatever you want to call it, guys.
Yeah, that's definitely true.
Knock that shit off.
Yeah, I don't consider myself to be particularly bearish necessarily, but I've always enjoyed the bear community the most because it's the most, at least in my experience, you know, open and inclusive and fun and
everything. I mean, it's like me and Robert talked about yesterday for a few minutes. You know, it's kind of like the whole, like, you know, we talked about the fine line and the fact that there really isn't one, that some people say there is, between the chub and the bear community. And realistically, there's, you know, at least in my experience, and I think Robert kind of started to see this too after we talked about it, there's, you know, there's no fine line between the chub and the bear community. They're two separate communities.
I still think that there's a certain...
have some crossover, but not
there's to, some overlap,
but,
yeah,
but not
you can
much.
Do a Venn diagram.
It's like the example we talked about yesterday was like I went to Convergence in 2000 just because I got passes for free. You know, I would say, I mean, the percentage of people that you could even call any sort of bear there was minimal, because what was it? It was a bunch of fat guys and a bunch of skinny little twink chasers. Enough said. You know, they weren't there. The little twink chasers were there for smooth fat guys. They weren't there for bears.
Yeah.
You know, it's the same thing. So it's ultimately all about preference. Like me, I don't mind like my hubby, who will be coming home in December. Thank fucking God. You know, he likes to keep his shit trimmed, I mean, way down. And that's okay, because it doesn't really matter what I think. It's what he wants and what he's comfortable with.
Yeah. Right.
You know, I mean, and I think that's a part of the problem you see, too, with a lot of guys, that, oh, no, I want him like this. Well, why don't you ask him what he wants? You know, you got a lot of these what I call Hyacinth Bouquet and Richard Bouquet couples that, you know, oh, I'm not going to listen. Richard. You're just going to do what I say. And that's it. But.
Yeah, I'm kind of in the same situation as Robert. I'm pretty sure there's Native American going on in there somewhere. So yeah. I can't. Any kind of full beard at all, and everything else is sparse, mostly voting present.
No, I've got the beard going on. That's the Scandinavian, but from the neck down, it's like I've got some hair on my chest and a little on my belly and my legs. You know, they've got hair on it, but you know, it's light brown. So, and most of it is blonde and fades into my skin. So,
yeah. Yes, I do have some chest hair, but it's more like hairs. You can count hairs.
Yeah, no kidding.
Right? There's one there and one there and one there and one there.
And there are guys that are bald on their head and wish that they had that much hair on their head.
Yeah.
So that takes us to our poll of the week, Robert.
Our poll this week, manscaping. Yes, no, trimmed 80s porn bush other. And if you give us an other, please make sure to tell us what it is, because we'd like to know what your definition of Sasquatch is.
In other words, we don't read minds.
Oh, no, some of us do. We just like to keep it on the down low.
They've been this was put up about 2 hours ago. So we already have some answers in our poll today, right now. And I also they've been doing pretty good.
And it's presently 12:31 Central Time at the time that we're actually taping this. So what are the results so far, Jeff?
Well, so far right now we're at 0 for yes, 3 for no, trimmed 10.
Wow.
No one has
already had that many votes in 2 hours.
80s porn bush 0. And the three others, which did pretty good at their descriptions. One said beard and bush may be trimmed, nothing else.
Okay.
Sometimes yes, sometimes no. So basically the voter depends. And then keep some grass on the field so I know when to play ball. Which I assume is essentially trimmed.
Very nice. And last week, we had asked our listeners to give us an idea for our next live show. Once again, nobody volunteered anything. So, next week, Cubs Out Loud will be a video edition, thanks to the powers of Google Plus.
Nice.
And the Google Plus Live Hangouts. We will be doing another live show that you'll be able to watch live on Google or later on tape delayed from YouTube on both the TatDude806 and the Cubs Out Loud channels. It'll be available in both spots. So you get to see our ugly mugs.
What do you think has been your most successful or most popular live show topic?
You know, the only one we've done, the Power Hour.
Oh, has it just been the one? Okay, well, there you go. That makes it easy.
Yeah, we've only done one. We were going to try to make it like a once-a-month thing, and we were trying to get some input for topics, but nobody wanted to participate. So
there was Ben's idea of doing a karaoke hour.
Oh my god.
Minus Damon. What? I think good.
Damon can be Simon Cowell.
Yeah.
That's essentially the role Ben wanted him in.
And what's really sad though is if anybody remembers the Power Hour, which is still up on my channel, youtube.com/tatdude806. You actually see Damon about half, not even halfway through, like about maybe a third of the way through the Power Hour, get up and go to the bathroom.
I heard about that.
He's been there an awful long time, and he's not using it. He's throwing up. Damon is super lightweight when it comes to alcohol.
Yeah, I think he had 2.5, maybe 3 beers.
I know, and he's throwing up already.
Yeah.
I went through 2 boxes of the Daily's Mojitos.
Wow.
Glorified wine cooler in a box, but
hey, Jeff's kept in there almost shot for shot until the very end.
And I also point out too, those wine cooler deals actually had more alcohol in them than Jeff's beer.
way
more alcohol. They were pushing 8.9 ABV.
I think some ciders get up there too.
Yeah, I think Jeff's beer was pushing maybe 4 to 6, between 4 and 6 somewhere.
Yeah, somewhere you like remember? That.
Do what?
It was like 4.
Yeah. So, I mean, I was drinking like for every beer Jeff was drinking, I was drinking the equivalent of 2.
Yeah, I think I'd rather do beer than like a wine cooler or cider because those are sweeter.
Yeah. My problem is though, like with the beer though, especially doing it in quote unquote shot form, is that the carbonation really that starts wreaking havoc on me.
That's true.
Yeah. Well, and I didn't participate because I'm a broke bastard, so.
And that's why I went with like the wine cooler thing, just because, you know, I'm like thinking, oh, hell, this shouldn't be bad. But I forgot that some of those wine coolers are actually higher, you know, higher in alcohol than beer.
Oh, yeah.
Because this stuff was actually true wine cooler. It wasn't like the quote unquote wine coolers now that are actually just flavored beer. Because I'll tell you what, most of your wine coolers, they're not even wine coolers anymore.
No. They're
just Bartles and James. They're flavored beer too. Almost all of them are. They're flavored malt beverage.
Wow. That sounds so awesome.
No, just crack open a Zima.
So, okay. Robert.
We should be recording now.
So, Robert. So after multiple technical difficulties here, Robert was fixing to crack open a Zima.
Shitty, 90 alcoholic beverage. Needs to go back. I'd rather have a Colt 45.
And also, with Billy D.
God, everyone's with this before.
Who will ever forget those commercials? No, I was going to mention that back in the mid-90s when Zima was real popular, I don't think it still exists. You can't find it out doesn't. Here. So I didn't think so. We used to do sweeps. You know, every year, several times a year, all TV, especially local news stations, do sweeps packages where they pick something that's really racy or provocative or something that's investigative to do reports on to get your attention so you'll watch and get their ratings up.
Right.
Well, the station I was working for at the time had two specials for Sweeps Week. One included Zima, Something Different.
Oh, God.
And the other one was Born to Run, the Pantyhose series.
Oh, my God.
I kid you not. God. Small market television. What do you expect?
Okay.
Yeah, because I cannot tell you how many times I went to bars and saw people ordering a Zima and people, I need grenadine in it. No.
Wow. Yeah, or you could just have a beer.
Oh, we just have a beer. No, beers are for boys.
Okay, the saddest day of my life
was when you found out Crystal Pepsi had been discontinued.
Well, that's but no, my brother had just turned 21, and this was about going on 15 years ago, and so he just turned 21. And we were talking. I'm like, so what did you guys do for your 21st birthday? He's like, oh, yeah, we did all this. And he's like, and somebody gave me a Zima. I'm like, I'm sorry, what? And he told me, he's like, yeah, it's actually pretty good. I'm like, ha.
Oh, my.
Ah, have I taught you nothing?
No.
I go, we avoid Zimas like the Black Plague. So imagine my surprise when a few years later, or here about, what was it, about 5-6 years ago, they finally started to discontinue Zima. And he's like, oh, yeah, there's not going to be any more Zima. I'm like, yeah. And he goes, it's still really good. I'm like, oh, Christ.
God.
Yes, according to Wikipedia, domestic production ceased in October 2008, but it is still marketed in Japan.
So there you go.
Things in Japan that aren't here.
If you'd like to go to Japan and have something different.
Porn comes to mind.
By the way, I have a question. Is there some sort of weird thing about Japanese porn and why they've always got the guys' dicks and assholes like
blurred out,
pixelated? Is that a Japanese thing or what?
No, it's their code of conduct laws.
Oh God!
You can make porn, but you can't show genitals. So what they do is, like, if you look at, like, Japanese porn, what they'll do is they'll pixelate it, or, like, in Bara, which is Japanese anime porn for bears, essentially, what they'll do is they'll put a black bar over the genitals, and you're, like, looking at the size of the bar and going, that's not really hiding anything.
Right. Yeah. It's like, yeah, this thing you're looking at, you're not supposed to be looking at it, so don't.
Yeah, exactly. It's their decency laws. But I think even with their Japanese porn, they're starting to loosen up on the decency laws, because there's a lot of Japanese porn that I've seen that they don't have the pixelation anymore.
Hmm.
And it's kind of loosening up. They're getting more Western in the way they deal with
it. See, I always wondered about that, because years – and I mean, I'm talking years ago, back like when I did my porns back in like the early 2000s, I had actually been contacted by a Japanese company that was producing porn that was actually looking for a bunch of chunky white boys who wanted to have sex with a bunch of chunky Japanese boys. And I was like intrigued until I was like, what the hell's with all the pixelation and shit? I was like, no, if they can't see me doing what I need to do, then that's not really much of a porn.
No, but they it's just because of their decency laws. And like I said, they're over the last 10 years or so, they've opened up a lot about that.
Oh, we ain't got nothing on Chick-fil-A.
Oh, God.
Wow.
I'm just going to put my head down.
Yeah, do that. All righty. So now that we've moved above and beyond all that, it's time once again for Love on Craigslist, bringing the best of love and lust to you. And this week we're going to let our special guest host Dave tell us what he found
Okay. So as I mentioned to you guys before, I've never ever in my entire life ever used Craigslist for anything. So it was definitely very educational. I don't know if I found the winner here, but I kind of like it. The title is Older for Younger, 53, Rutherfordton, North Carolina.
Hey. Oh, enough said. I see. I feel inbred action coming on.
Hey, I am looking for a nice looking hot young guy, 18 to 23, to hang out with and have some fun, FWB. Please send pic and stats in first email, must be DDF and discreet. I am 6 foot, black hair, blue eyes, nice looking older guy, live by myself, so we will have a place to chill. I live in a cabin on the lake. Put FWB in title, thanks, looking for tonight or tomorrow. If that's not the start of like a horror movie just waiting to happen.
It is your Crystal Lake.
I don't know what
yeah,
it
no
is.
Shit.
Mighty.
Oh my god, that one's pretty, that's creepy. But I still think mine takes the cake because I always happen to find like the best ones ever. Mine this week comes out of Pensacola, Florida. Because you know nothing good ever happens in Pensacola. The title, Guy with Skid Mark, bought a gallon of whole milk, Circle K, W for M, 28. I was in my bikini at the Circle K. You came in with your short shirt and your bike shorts on. They were white, and you had a pretty sexy skid mark staining your behind.
Oh.
You got 11 sticks of beef jerky and a gallon of whole milk and then rode off on your bicycle. I will know it's you because you paid in pennies.
Oh, my God.
So there you go, a woman that's into skid marks.
Wow.
And they say gay guys are freaky. I don't think so.
God.
Everybody's freaky.
You fucking straight people. God damn it. We ain't got nothing on y'all.
Oh, God. No. I reject your Craigslist ad, Ben. I reject it. Holy. Yes. And with no causation. Oh, my God. Okay, so I've got two, but they're both really short. So the first one comes from Los Angeles, the La Brea area. Lamps Plus Freeballing. You were playing with your piece today at the store, and you were not shy about it. Describe me.
All righty.
The second one comes from Ben's suggestion of Missoula, Montana. You suck at tennis. 51-year-old skank.
Nice. I like it already.
I'll bet he gets all the replies.
Yeah. And, you know, that concludes Craigslist Theater. Thank you. Thank you. Please hold your applause.
Jeff, who was the winner this week?
That's a tough one.
I don't know. You have to either vote for creepy or gross.
I'm going to have to go with Ben's.
Yeah, I agree with that.
The skid mark.
And in a related note, I realized if you wanted to title this Love on Craigslist on Cubs Out Loud, the abbreviation would be LOCLOCOL.
Oh my god.
Oh, thank you.
I never thought about that.
It randomly popped in my head earlier this week. I was like, I have to write that down.
Wow.
let's head into a very special edition of Picks.
This was Ben's idea.
Well, and that's only because like two out of four originally
had ended up being that way.
And I just said, fuck it. We are going to kill this song once and for goddamned all. This week, everybody's picks feature parodies of Carly Rae Jepsen's Call Me Maybe. Which is still like the catchiest goddamn song around.
No kidding.
And I don't care. Not a single one of our listeners can say they haven't been caught singing it in their car. If you say you haven't, you're lying. Because you know every time you hear it, even if you're in a crowd, you're singing it in your head going, God, I wish I could bounce around like that.
I actually had never heard this song. I don't listen to radio at all. And so I had to go looking for something good.
Oh, interesting. I hope you actually watched the actual real video.
No, I don't need to do that.
No, actually, yes, you do. You do, and there's a reason why. The very end of the video relates to every gay man in America.
Okay, I'll check it out.
So you have to now. Now, my pick this week was the Call Me Maybe, Cat Roulette style.
Oh, God.
And this one actually went, from the time I first found it until now, it has gone, when I say viral, holy fucking shitballs did it go fucking viral. And this is the guy that does the, what all does he do, Robert? He also does some of the songs in the Key of Awesome.
Yeah, he does. And then also he does this, he does Chat Roulette songs. Yeah. He did a Kelly Clarkson song, and then he also did
Katy Perry.
And so, but no, Carly Rae Jepsen, because it's a song that's on everybody's radio this summer. And because it's already been parodied by everybody.
One's just funny as hell, because here it is, this guy with a beard wearing a bikini and hitting up people on Chat Roulette. And the funny thing is, there are actually some hotties in this video. And I mean, a couple of them, I'm just going, why don't I ever find these guys on Chat Roulette?
But also, one of the points I brought up to Ben earlier in the week when we were talking about it was, I bet he had to switch channels and stop a lot of guys from fapping.
Yes.
Yeah, it just, every time I've been on Chat Roulette, it's been like, okay, dude, yes, we know you have a dick and thank you for using it. Moving on.
Speak up some, Robert. there you go. Now the one pick that I saw out of everybody's this week that I actually think I liked the most would have to be Jeff's.
Okay.
Jeff.
Sorry, I get distracted by these other videos. Anyways. So this week on I think it was Tuesday on the morning stream, Scott Johnson was by himself, and he was like, okay, I need to come up with something for our music breaks. Well, he found on YouTube the Call Me Baby Star Trek parody, where basically somebody took the karaoke track of Call Me Baby and then found every single word as a clip from Star Trek The Next Generation. So, hold on a second.
Yeah, I saw that linked from somewhere earlier this week, but I didn't actually go and listen to it.
Yeah, I've seen that one. There was another one that I saw. It's not Call Me Maybe. It's another song. Oh, it's Baby Got Back.
Yes, that was actually funny as hell.
Oh, that just made my heart sing. But yeah,
Robert, speak up for us.
Can you hear me, Ben?
Yeah, but you sound like you're in a tunnel.
Yeah, you're like randomly going soft, as it were.
Hold on. Let me check.
No, that's nothing unusual for Robert.
You know, Ben, I am sitting here and I'm flipping you off. How's that?
Now you're loud again.
Okay.
So the solution is to just keep flipping Ben off the entire time and we'll be able to hear you.
How's that, a little better?
No, but anyways, we'll just continue on. Now, Robert's pick this week I also thought was pretty good.
Yeah, Doctor Who, time travel maybe?
Go back to adjust, let Skype adjust it for you.
Okay. Anyway, so yeah, this one actually I think Ben found for me. Or no, I saw it and then found it. Yeah. So, yeah, I'm a huge Doctor Who fan, and this just spoke to my nerdy little heart. But anyway, so that's Doctor Who, time travel, maybe. Unfortunately, it also includes one of my least favorite Doctor Who characters, and that would be Rose, but that's just my opinion.
You don't like Rose?
Oh, God, no.
That's Sean! Sean!
That simpering idiot.
Hey. Oh, God.
Although I did cry at the end of the Bad Wolf arc.
Well, of course.
But that was just because I knew that, you know, David was leaving soon. anyway, so Dave, your pick.
Yeah, so as I had mentioned before, I had a pick lined up already, and you guys were like, no, it's got to be Call Me Maybe. So
no, that was Ben's idea, not mine. Thank you.
Well, I treat you all as one collective.
Thank you.
So, being completely unfamiliar with the song and seeing that you guys picked the ones that I would have been most likely to pick, I did some searching online, and I actually found a Call Me Maybe tag on Tumblr.
Oh, no.
And so if you go to the Call Me Maybe tag page on Tumblr, it's nothing but Call Me Maybe jokes and parodies. So I managed to find the Call Me, I'm a Zombie Maybe, which is great because it tells the story of a lovely young woman who is bitten by a zombie and slowly turns into a zombie herself. She thinks.
She thinks.
Right? Maybe.
Maybe. She's a zombie. Maybe.
Oh. And as a special honorable mention, I'd like to pick the note I almost wrote. I told you before about my downstairs neighbors who slammed their door like it's going out of style.
Yes.
And I came up with a note that I really wanted to leave. I didn't, but I really wanted to leave it. It says, hey, you just moved in, and this is crazy, but your front door makes a lot of noise, so please try not to slam it so much, especially after 10 p.m. Maybe?
That works.
That would be awesome.
Well, I guess that's it. Fiction.
So there you go.
Mm-hmm. There's plenty of ways to contest. Let us know what you think. Pop over to our website, comesoutloud.com. Vote! What is your opinion on manscaping? Yes, no, trimmed 80s bush or some other thing which has a clear explanation as to what you're talking about.
Very clear, please.
You can shoot us an email at comesoutloud@gmail.com. Leave us a voicemail, 361-265-8255. That's 361-CWellTalk. Follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/comesoutloud, Facebook at facebook.com/comesoutloud, Google Plus at gplus.2/comesoutloud, Tumblr at comesoutloud.tumblr.com. Ben, where can they find you?
They can find me just about everywhere in the known universe, except for Twitter and the Book of Feces, as Tattooed806. That also includes now Chat Roulette, because I've actually put up an actual account on there now, not just hopping on for fun. So if you ever get really bored, try to find me on Chat Roulette. You might be scared of what you might find, because I got a gimmick too.
Oh, God.
By the way, I think that's the key to Chat Roulette. You got to have a gimmick. You've got to have a gimmick, or you got to be really cute. One of the two. So I go with the gimmick.
Okay. You can find me on as Robbie Bobby on Brewster, or my About Me page, about.me/Robert Nelmander Jones. Dave, how about you?
I am Gertigger, that's GRRTIGGER on Bruiser and Facebook and Last.fm and Skype and LiveJournal, though I don't post there anymore, and pretty much everywhere except a couple places that I don't want.
What about Chat Roulette?
No, I'm not, but if I were, I don't think it would be as Gertigger. Right, you do want a little inspiration.
And by the way, that's something else we've discussed for a future live episode, is the possibility of doing a Chat Roulette version.
Wow. And just like COL. Seeing what kind of drive-bys you get?
Yeah. The COL crew who does Chat Roulette.
Basically, just do a live one, which has an open group where anybody can join.
Man, that would be interesting.
And so, oh, God. I can just see it. Oh, God.
So for shout-outs, Damon did want to shout-out to Babalu, the funny, funny guy from, what is he, in Los Angeles?
I survived a good Japanese game show. He's also a comedian. Yeah, he's done a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, well, he's in a new one. He's actually works with a food truck called Papa Waffle. And they're going to be on the a Food Network television show, The Great Food Truck Race. Yay. And they're voting tonight. So we'll have a link in the show notes about that. So yeah. If you want to check that out.
Yay.
And I can't believe Babalu's using that cheesy Mario mustache.
It's a me.
It's a me, Babalu.
He likes it.
Maybe he needs to go eat some mushrooms.
Well,
he probably only make his mustache. But that's beside the point. But yeah, if you want to support your not local bear, go to
definitely not
the local bear. And vote for Papa Waffle.
Any I'm other sorry. Shout-outs? Just hearing that sounds so freaky.
What, Papa Waffle?
I didn't realize it until Ben said something.
I think a little bit of tetracycline cleared it up.
Wow. Right, there is a shot for that, I think.
Waffle, Papa.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's right up there with, isn't it a type of gonorrhea?
Yeah, it's a blue waffles.
Yeah, there you go.
Don't look at it. Really.
Yeah, do not want, run away.
Yes, quickly. Love you, mean it. Anything else? I'm ready to go back to bed, so.
All right. Thank you, everybody.